You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In California, police say one man is in custody after the explosion at the Santa Maria Courthouse in Santa Barbara County, the same courthouse where Michael Jackson's child molestation trial took place in 2005. ABC's Melissa Don has more.
The city buildings of the Santa Maria area, that's in Santa Barbara County, all of them shut down near that area as law enforcement are going basically building to building to assess the area, deem that it's safe as they check for any more possible explosives. All this after first responders on scene assessing damage, treating people. We have the confirmation of at least two people suffering from injuries due to that blast. Non-life threatening, however.
Today, House lawmakers set to vote on a measure to avert a government shutdown at the end of this month. If it passes, the Senate still needs to vote. On the campaign trail, Vice President Kamala Harris in Pittsburgh this hour, outlining more of her economic policies. Earlier, former President Trump campaigning in North Carolina, vowing to create more manufacturing jobs. This is ABC News. One person is dead after a city bus was hijacked overnight in Los Angeles.
It's the latest security problem for the L.A. Metro Transit system, which has been trying to deal with crime, especially ahead of the Olympics in L.A. in 2028. In this case, a man made a driver drive at gunpoint with two passengers on board. LAPD Deputy Chief Donald Graham says using spike strips, they got the bus stopped.
He surrendered immediately. And there was no use of force at the end of the pursuit.
One person on board the bus was found shot to death. The others got out safely. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Thailand's king signed a landmark marriage equality bill allowing same-sex couples to marry, the first such bill in Southeast Asia. That bill clearing the Senate in June but required royal endorsement from Thailand's king to become law. It grants married couples full legal, financial, and medical rights regardless of their gender. It takes effect in January. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayla. A number of Wisconsin communities are getting grant money to combat PFAS contamination.
Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Natural Resources announced nearly $460,000 in grants to fight PFAS and manganese contamination in the state's smaller public water systems. Evers' office says these smaller systems have historically been ineligible for financial assistance through the department to remove PFAS and manganese. With the funding, the communities will be able to drill new wells, connect to existing public water systems, or install treatment to receive a safer water supply. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wausau's absentee ballot drop box appeared and disappeared outside City Hall last weekend. Mayor Doug Dinney said he was getting some work done when he noticed it wasn't bolted down and secure.
I guess I was dumbfounded that it wasn't, and we had already told residents that it would be. And, you know, it could have been lost for good. It could have been thrown in a river.
Dinney took a photo of himself wheeling the box to his office over the weekend, and that led to a sharp backlash from some on the city council. During a Tuesday congressional hearing on federal welfare reform, Brett Favre dropped a bombshell.
The former Packers quarterback revealed he'd recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. It's a condition that causes deterioration in the brain and affects motor skills. Favre was on Capitol Hill Tuesday to testify about welfare reform. Of course, he was at the heart of a welfare scandal in Mississippi as he was paid money for speeches. That money was meant to go to needy families. Favre actually never gave the speeches, and he maintains he wasn't aware he was paid with welfare money. He did repay over $1 million and was never arrested nor charged in the scandal. Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A gorgeous, bright, blue, and beautiful day today with sunny skies and temperatures perfect right into those mid-70s. The sunshine stays abundant all week long, and we climb to highs in the upper 70s, which is unseasonably warm for September. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Welcome into AOA, Agriculture of America. Great to have you along with us here for the program today. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Coming up on the show, we're going to take a look at the global fertilizer market picture and more. We will have a conversation with Josh Linville, VP of Fertilizer at Stone X, coming up here in segment two today. Do we have any concerns with hurricanes impacting the Florida Gulf Coast with Hurricane Helene set to impact here later this week? We're going to talk about that more coming up. Also, we're going to listen into a recent conversation I had regarding sustainability. It's a continuing conversation that we are having here on AOA. I sat down earlier this month with Todd Robrand and Elena Bell from Growers Edge for a long-form interview, and we're going to hear a portion of that coming up here after the bottom of the hour today. Then in segment four, we're going to get an update from Central Minnesota's Mark Kane. He is on his ride from the Canadian border to the Gulf of Mexico on a restored 1940 Farm All-M, pulling a camper, raising awareness and raising funds for FFA. Really cool story. We're going to find out what part of the country Mark is in here today and catch up on his travels so far. I believe he's somewhere around Nebraska, Kansas. So we're going to get an update in segment four of today's program. Brought to you by Cenex. Bargain tractor hydraulic fluids, they're not worth the gamble. Trust me. Trust Cenex as well. They have quality fluids for performance that you can rely on. Just visit your nearest location or go to Cenex.com for more. Well, let's get caught up on what's happening in the markets, particularly in the livestock trade, the cattle futures, and the cash cattle trade, and much more. Joining us now for a conversation, we welcome back Chris Swift with Swift Trading Company here to the show. Chris, good to hear from you again, sir. How are you?
Jesse, it's always a pleasure, sir, and I'm doing fantastic.
Well, let's start. I know we had a cattle on feed report this past Friday, and from what I could tell, that thing was about as neutral as you could probably get. Was that kind of how you took it when you looked at the latest cattle on feed report, Chris?
It was. The agenda has done very well at keeping over 11 million head of cattle on feed. We were at 11.2 million head. That was right in line with the trade guess. What's been the most interesting is how the trade has missed the placement numbers. They consecutively come out at 97-98% as a trade guess, and then we see 100 to 101 placed. And a lot of those animals are coming in from over the border. Mexican, Canadian cattle coming in. And they're filling that 1% to 2% void in our placements. We're kind of looking for those to start slipping just a little bit because we pulled very heavily on that inventory all year this year.
Well, I take a look at cattle futures and wondering, you know, we had a good rally in the grain trade to start the week. To me, it's felt like cattle have kind of been sideways to trying to find some momentum back to the upside in futures. I mean, what's your broader perspective on the futures action, the chart action we've been watching here in live and feeder cattle, Chris?
Sure. What we've been seeing is tremendous volatility in the basis. The basis has swung exceptionally wide, and the cash markets have done literally nothing. We've traded between 239 and 245 in the feeder cattle index for close to a month and a half now. Yet we've seen almost a $20 decline in futures and then a rally back 18 of that. So we've had enormous basis swaps, and right now we're back to a just slightly positive basis to the October contract, dead even with November, and Jan now just a few dollars from, about $4 or $5 from. So at one time we were $16, $18 wide. Now the futures trader has helped out the producer by closing that basis, offering a better price to sell out into the future than what was available less than 2 weeks ago.
I should bring in the outside markets and the macros here. It's felt like livestock trade, cattle and hogs have kind of been tied to the ebb and flow in stocks and equities and more. And obviously we had the Fed rate cut last week. We had some Chinese stimulus here this week. What's your perspective on how some of that is impacting livestock trade right now, Chris?
I think some of it we saw was stimulus. So that's what both of those actions are. The cut of the Fed rate is a stimulus. The package for the $1 trillion stimulus from China. All that is telling us is that, hey, we're weak and our economies need stimulating. So you take that off the front cuff as, well, that's bullish. That's stimulating. But yet then you have to figure out, well, why are we stimulating? It's because everything is weakening. So the very first round of stimulation, I think all that did was catch people's attention. Now they kind of know that we really are in a bad contracting economic situation, so we start to contract even further, creating even more of what we're in fear of as a recession. But I just don't see how we can take this as being bullish as a one-time event where we cut rates by half a point and then we soar in and give $1 trillion saying that's going to now reverse the reasons for these having to take those actions. I think it's only just telling you how bad the situation is when you have to start making actions like that.
I know over in the hog market, too, we got a hogs and pigs report coming up on Thursday. Have to think that traders there probably going to be squared up some positions here today and into Thursday ahead of that report, Chris?
Yeah, we've had quite a bit of a rally in the hog market, and you still have an exceptionally wide basis to the December and February contracts. So you're going to have a lot of price fluctuation in both the index and the futures market just to converge that basis. But everything that I have heard is pork production remains elevated. They're not looking for much of an opportunity to cut pork production anytime soon. And poultry production continues to increase, too. And with the bird flus, if you think about bird production, it's going to be a consistent, always trying to stay ahead of the curve of the diseases out there that impacts them. And there's such a short-term breeding aspect of chickens. It takes a lot of expertise to continue to keep those that product growing as far as volume and size.
I should ask you broadly the grains real quick as well, Chris. I know we started the week with a nice rally. We hit the highs yesterday and then faded off of that. Your perspective here, grain markets, kind of a counter-seasonal type of rally here with harvest really just getting underway, it feels like.
It is, and the corn market is probably the most interesting because we're not going to see much of an impact from this hurricane that's coming up through the Gulf right now in the corn harvest. Corn harvest has already gone very, very well, and I don't think that this rain is going to impact it, maybe delay it a day or two, but won't impact it. To the east, it might a little bit more, but where it really could hurt is soybeans. If you get some major flooding along that east coast, we grow a ton of beans around that east coast there. It could be devastating for them and flood a tremendous amount of those beans. So I think we saw the bean market rally yesterday in expectation of that. Then we kind of calmed that down a little bit with some Brazilian rain forecast coming in. So we're going to continue to teeter back and forth, and it will not be straight up or straight down for quite a while, I don't think.
Folks can find more online, shootingthebull.com. Chris Swift, Swift Trading Company in Nashville, Tennessee. Always good to talk with you, sir. Thanks for being with us on AOA today. We appreciate it.
Jesse, it is you as well, sir. Have a great day.
Awesome stuff. Good comments there from Chris Swift with Swift Trading Company here on AOA. Brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. Visit your nearest Cenex location or go to Cenex.com for more. We're going to talk to global fertilizer markets next with Josh Linville from StoneX on AOA. If you're applying a low-rate nitrogen stabilizer, you might be falling for a losing strategy. Low-rate products promise great results, but may lack the potency of higher active ingredient concentrations, so great isn't always what you get. Instead of putting your yield at risk, put your trust in proven solutions. Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer and Super U Premium Fertilizer from Koch Agronomic Services. Both offer higher active ingredient concentrations imitator brands can't match. See the difference at defendyourn.com.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Compere Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compere Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compere.com. Compere Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And and AOA today, brought to you by Stenex. High quality fuel can help you manage risk and decrease downtime, giving you peace of mind. For that high quality fuel, make sure it is Stenex premium diesel fuel. Visit your nearest location, your nearest Stenex store, or go to Stenex.com for more information. Joining us now as we take a look at the global fertilizer market picture, maybe some logistical concerns here in the U.S. with hurricanes and port strikes and more. So let's get an update. Joining us now, he's the VP of Fertilizer at StoneX, Josh Linville. Josh, good to talk with you again, buddy. How are you?
Man, keeping my head above water. How about yourself?
You know, doing the same, doing the same. Hard to believe we're almost to the end of the month of September and harvest is rolling along, and before we know it, that fall application window is going to be here, et cetera, et cetera. It's just it's a busy time of year, but the global fertilizer market picture, I tell you what, news doesn't stop there as we're nearing the fall application window, does it, Josh?
No, it's just a fantastic situation. A few global situations we've got to keep a very close eye on, a few domestic issues we've got to keep our eyes on. What would we do if we didn't have anything to talk about, right? We got to have something to fear.
Exactly. Exactly. It gives us something to you know, go back and forth on for about 10 minutes, you know, that kind of thing. Let's start with domestically here first. I know all eyes are on the Gulf this week with the rapid intensification of Helene and wondering here as we're going to be waiting to see where this exactly makes landfall. Sounds like Florida. Give us your thoughts. Are we going to see any impacts to fertilizer logistics with this storm potentially?
Well, anytime we start talking hurricanes in Florida, the first thing we got to talk about is phosphate. All the phosphate production sits down there. Now, we got to put it in two camps, right? Any major hurricane that hits landfall is going to hurt the public. That's always unfortunate. It doesn't matter where it strikes. But if we are looking at it from a strict fertilizer, from a strict phosphate standpoint, we got fortunate. This thing looks like it's going to go up into the panhandle, kind of armpit of Florida, if you will. It looks like it's going to bypass Tampa. It's not going to be a direct strike, which was kind of on the far right side of that cone of probability. But the thing we're now watching is that storm surge. They are talking about 6 to 8 foot storm surge that could be happening. I know when we lived in a little community called Bel Air Beach, just south of Clearwater, we still get email updates from the city. They're evacuating. A lot of those houses are only 2-3 feet above sea level. And so you think about that kind of a storm surge. What does that do? You know, talk about some of the flooding that could happen at some of these docks, these ports. I foresee that being more of a very short-term kind of a cleanup situation. It is a sort of a major impact, repairs needed. But at this point in the time, like you said, we're 30 days out from November. We are 30 days out from fall application. Any sort of a logistical hiccup today is going to be felt.
Very true. Well, and I think about not only a hurricane, but we have other logistical issues that could be a concern. I know we just seeing here in the last day or so a strike at the port of Vancouver. But then throw on top of that, next week we could see some 36 U.S. ports impacted by a longshoreman strike. And this is something that could be felt all over the coasts. I mean, we're talking East Coast, Gulf Coast, et cetera. So that in itself right there could have some huge impacts, right, Josh?
Yeah, those are the type of impacts. You don't even know how to put numbers to it. You don't even know how to really forecast what the damage will be. You know it's going to be massive. You just don't know where do you even start. Is it double digits? Is it triple digits? But you know it's higher. Now, I will say our expectation is that negotiations will proceed. Common ground will be found. We will not see a work stoppage. At the end of the day, you know, you talk about the U.S. and North America as a whole. The governments understand how important the port systems are. They understand that we have to keep them operational. Half a day to a day is devastating. You think about the catch-up that you have to do. So we fully expect that this will not turn into a work stoppage. But to your point, we've got to watch this thing close. Because in the worst-case scenario, there is a longer-term work stoppage. And again, we're talking about just before the fall season. We're talking about we're in the middle of harvest. Think about the grain implications. Think about the fertilizer implications. Massive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we worry about these things on one side, and we look at the global price picture on the other, Josh. So how are things looking right now in terms of some of the different segments of the global fertilizer market?
Starting with the nitrogen side, things are looking a little more supportive. We're starting to see some of the major price points for urea, per se, going higher. We just saw a sale in the upper 350s coming out of the Middle East. India, who just concluded a purchase tender of 1.2 million ton, stepped back out, shocked the world with a very quick turnaround on another purchase tender. And the world's starting to find out, even with their long shipment window out through most of November, there's not a lot of extra product that's sitting out there. And you start to think, what if India locks up even more? That probably gets a lot of these guys comfortable through the rest of 2024. And then we got to start having that conversation. The spring is right around the corner. That is being helped, well, hurt actually is probably a better term, by the fact that Chinese exports are non-existent. Typically speaking, they export around 5 to 5.5 million ton of urea per year. We got their August data. Cumulative total, January through August, still sub 300,000 ton. Jesse, they're producing more in a day than they have almost exported throughout the entire year.
Wow. That's, yeah. No, sorry, Josh. I didn't mean to stop you there. Continue. Yeah.
No. So that's the thing. Unfortunately, we've got supply issues. Not only is it China, the EU is still 75% of capacity. Egypt keeps seeing production hiccups. Trinidad continues to see production hiccups on the UAN side. And hydroside, Russia still is an exporter. And they're your world's biggest exporter. There are some major supply issues, but the market has been kept in check because farm economics stink and nobody wants to step forward.
Yeah, that's a good point. We're talking with Josh Linville, VP of Fertilizer at Stone X, and that's something I think we need to dive in and talk about a little bit here because, yes, to your point, the ag economy stinks right now. No one really wanting to step out and make decisions, or they're being very cautious with their 2025 decision making right now. So what do you say to a producer that's having to look at some of those inputs for fall application or looking at next year, et cetera? I mean, I know it's a tough conversation to have, and I don't think there's a right answer. Is there, Josh?
There isn't. The first thing I'd say is don't feel bad for being angry, for being upset, for being frustrated. There is nothing fun about working for an entire year to just make farm payments. Mm-hmm. That's not okay. That's not great. Unfortunately, it's reality. And it's very easy when we're in this type of situation, especially after the last few years, to be angry, upset, all these different emotions. When we start talking about marketing, we got to put that stuff to the side. I can tell you, Angela, if she were to be on here with you, she could fill up 20 minutes naming all the stupid decisions I've made in my life, how poorly those decisions went. Those decisions don't go well. Don't make farm decisions that way.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you just kind of have to sharpen your pencil a little bit and do the best you can, I suppose. And, you know, I look through some of the different price levels and it's felt to me that, you know, overall, a lot of retail prices have been on a decline, a slow decline. But still, when you put, you know, pencil to paper, I know it can make things a little tough to figure out what inputs you want to maybe lock in now, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it's at the end of the day, like I said, when it comes to the marketing side of it, if it's something where you need to call in some outside help, I don't know if that's an investor, I don't know if that's a friend, maybe it's your agronomist, maybe it's your retailer, whoever you feel comfortable talking, have that conversation with them. But I will say there is danger in waiting. One of the big things I fear is that the whole market just waits and waits and waits until it's go time, and they show up and they said, well, it's November 1, it's November 5. I'll go ahead and take my phosphate, for example. And the retailer is like, what phosphate? I didn't want to take the price risk either. I scaled way back on what I purchased because everybody's sitting there saying, I'm not going to use it this fall. I can get it for you. You may not like the price, and you may not like the time frame.
Is there one segment or one product in particular that maybe, you know, you're friendly to more so than others as we head into fall, Josh?
Potash. Potash, I'll tell you what, that is a market that when you come out of what we did in the early 22, we set all those high prices. Potash prices corrected. They corrected quickly. They corrected violently and they stayed low. When you look at the potash market versus historicals, it's fairly normal. When you look at potash prices versus grains, it's normal to on the low side. Potash is where it needs to be. And frankly, when you look out further ahead, there's more production coming in Canada, more production in Russia. We think Belarus will start to return even more to the world than they already have. We expect more production coming out of Laos because China keeps investing in them. The potash is the one input on the fertilizer side that I look at and think this thing is going to be an extremely well supplied. And I think we can have a conversation of, is it oversupplied in the coming years?
Well, I think that's a good positive note for us to wrap up the segment on. And we appreciate the insights. VP of Fertilizer at StoneX, Josh Linville. Always good to talk with you, my friend. Thanks for joining us on AOA today.
Anytime, bud.
All right. Coming up next on the program, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel Fuel. Keep your operation moving with Cenex. Go to Cenex.com for more. We will talk sustainability. We'll hear from Todd Robrand and Elena Bell with Growers Edge next on AOA. Join us the first Wednesday of every month on AOA for the latest episode of The Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for The Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
We're listening to a...
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Milk markets are mixed with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, October milk up 4 to 23.32, November down 1 to 22.65, December up 8 to 21.48, January up 21 to 20.59. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, live cattle markets are mixed as we are seeing some lower box beef prices. That's pressuring the nearbys. Deferred contracts, though, in live cattle and also all of the contracts in the feeder cattle market continue to move mostly higher on continued expectations of good cash markets coming up. Meanwhile, in the hog markets, October hogs are moving higher due to some higher pork cutout values. Deferred contracts, though, are lower ahead of that Thursday hogs and pigs report. October live cattle down 40 cents to 182.80. September feeder cattle up 17 cents to 245.12. October hogs up 17 cents to 82.30. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher. A lot of positioning ahead of that export inspections report. There's not a lot of big news to move the markets one way or the other. So we do have a lot of positioning happening today, really, in corn, beans, and even wheat. December corn up 2 to 413 and 3 quarters. November beans up 4.5 to 1046 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat December up 9 and a quarter to 587 and a quarter with markets. I'm Brian Winnekins.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
And ranchers need AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
And Welcome back to AOA, brought to you by Cenex Premium Diesel and Premium Lubricants. Trust your local experts. Visit your nearest Cenex location or go to cenex.com for more information to learn about the products that they have for you and your operation. Well, recently I sat down for a conversation surrounding sustainability. It's a topic we continue to highlight from time to time here on the program. And I sat down with Todd Robrand, Chief Commercial Officer for Growers Edge, along with Elena Bell, Director of Sustainable Business Development at Growers Edge, to get some of their perspective on the sustainability conversation, the need for farmers to have economic benefit to switch to sustainable farming methods, and much more. Let's take a listen into this conversation, part of this conversation right now on AOA. This sustainability conversation has really ramped up in the last few years in agriculture. A lot of our traditional row crop farmers, for instance, are looking at facing, they have to add certain practices to qualify for various things, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot going on here. What is your perspective of, say, the current state of sustainability in agriculture right now, Todd?
Yeah, Jesse, a great question. There is a lot going on. Farmers have a lot of things to kind of digest and decisions to make on their own farm. Maybe made even a little more complex right now as commodity prices soften a little bit. As growers look at managing some other aspects of their operation. So all this requires a grower to take a holistic approach to their operation and determine how they can incorporate in some of the sustainable practices that will benefit their operation the most in terms of, productivity, in terms of maybe some of the premiums they can capture as we think about new requirements for ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels, all of that plays into decisions that a farmer has to make. It's complex. And, behind it all are a number of organizations that are looking to help growers make this transition and, help maybe de-risk some of the things that are happening. So a lot for a grower to dig into for sure.
Elena, your perspective, maybe anything you would add to what Todd had to say or some thoughts you have in terms of just the general state of sustainability in agriculture right now.
Yeah, for sure. I think I'm new to Growers Edge. This is my second month, but I think some trends that I've been seeing is there's increasing attention to the financial barriers to implementing sustainable agriculture. You have to pay growers appropriately, share in the risk. And so I think as we see that taking up more space, I think Growers Edge is filling a really interesting niche. And, Todd and I have talked about this, but human behavior is more strongly driven by motivation to avoid losses. And so I think sharing in that risk is really, really key. So I think as all the sustainability conversation is gaining momentum, I think Growers Edge is a great group to fill those gaps.
And I definitely want to talk more about some of the things you guys are doing at Growers Edge to help farmers navigate this. I wonder, too, I think for some in agriculture, they say, well, we're the original stewards of the land. And maybe the way that sustainability is being thrown around right now, some might say it's getting to be a little bit of a dirty word, so to speak, in some cases. I think, to your point, Elena, finding ways to incentivize some of these practices for farmers. How do they get paid for certain things? How do they qualify for, as Todd mentioned, sustainable aviation fuel, etc.? There's some farmers who say, well, certain practices in our area disqualify us. I mean, we can't do some of these certain things in this climate over another. What do you guys think about that perspective here as farmers kind of navigate this, try to figure out how it could be incentivized for them, but also, how they could do certain things over others in different parts of the country? Todd, do you have any thoughts there?
Yeah, the first thing that comes to mind, Jesse, is that the farmer needs to have that conversation with their trusted advisor or more likely their trusted advisors. Because you're right, not every practice can be implemented In the same way, you know, whether you're in Minnesota or Missouri, it is going to give you a widely varying approach to how you adopt sustainable production practices. And so I think it's important that the grower works with their trusted advisors to make a decision on how they implement and what supporting practices must go into how the farmer adopts any one sustainable initiative. I'll use the example of, you know, reducing nutrient use. That's a relatively simple practice that most farmers can adopt, and they can wrap some other practices around it that help de-risk the potential that a grower may suffer yield loss. You can use nitrification inhibitors, follow the 4R principles, all of those kind of things. But it takes that trusted advisor to kind of pull it all together for the farmer and say, hey, here's how you achieve the goals that you want to and meet the sustainable requirements you're pursuing.
Elena, from your perspective, let's talk a little bit about how Growers Edge is maybe helping farmers navigate some of this as you've taken on this role with sustainable business development. I mean, highlight some of the things that you are working on and your team there, Growers Edge, is working on to help farmers with this overall conversation right now.
Yeah. So Growers Edge, we offer many different products. The most popular right now is our crop plan warranty. And so that program, it de-risks any type of agronomic activity that whoever we're partnering with wants to see. And so for sustainability, we're working with many different partners, like Todd said, across nutrient management, cover crop, no-till, precision till, et cetera. And so we're helping make it sort of accessible for farmers. And so the way the crop warranty works is if a farmer implements a certain practice and their yield is different than the year before, then they can get that in that payment at the end of the year that can make up that difference. And so I think just having that assurance and knowing that no matter what you do, that you'll make that same amount is really, really key. And so as we've seen with several partnerships that we're working on, it's pretty effective. And I think just offering that peace of mind is sort of the main selling point that a lot of these partnerships are offering to farmers.
Yeah, Elena, to piggyback off that a little bit, that thought of the risk that is out there, I think that maybe, to your point, stops a lot of farmers from adopting some of these practices because they don't want the added risk that is maybe perceived out there in some cases. Am I looking at that right?
Exactly. And a lot of these practices, it is mostly a perception thing. And so it's a lot of these practices, you know, with nitrogen management, for instance, your bottom line, even if you use less, 5 to 10% less, it can actually improve. And so it's basically that perception that's the most important piece. And hopefully once farmers see after a couple of years of implementing whatever practice, they're, you know, they're less hit by extreme weather events and it actually improves yields over the long term. But to get over that initial hump of adoption, it's really important to have the that risk piece addressed.
Todd, as we kind of think about this too, it's all part of the evolution, I would say, of agriculture, right? I mean, it's something to where it feels like this is a conversation that's not going to go away, but more so it's figuring out the best avenues forward so more farmers adopt these practices and we can continue to evolve and take a step forward, right?
Yeah, you're 100% right, Jesse. And we look at it as a team approach. So Growers Edge offers the warranty, as Elena mentioned, but we can't do that without that trusted advisor being on board and the farmer being there ready to adopt whatever it is that that fits for their operation. So it really does take a team approach. And using that trusted advisor, that ag retailer in many cases, perhaps a certified crop advisor that farmer's working with, using the expertise that individual has that he can apply directly to that farmer's operation, and obviously the farmer providing input as well, that teamwork allows us to then be able to put a warranty behind that recommendation. And not only is the warranty there to help the grower, it's there to help lay out a set of practices that must be followed in order for the warranty to be in effect, but really lay out a set of practices that should be followed to ensure that the grower can successfully transition to whatever it is that they're looking to adopt on their farm.
Once again, that is part of a recent conversation I had with Todd Robrand and Elena Bell with Growers Edge, talking sustainability and more. And you can take a listen to the full conversation. We got a video version on our YouTube channel, and we'll have the audio podcast up as well. You can find all the details. Probably the easiest, just go to agricultureofamerica.com for more information. Again, sustainability, I know there's a lot of questions out there from farmers and ranchers, a lot of different things that are being thrown out there in terms of different practices, et cetera, and rightfully so. I think a lot of farmers need to ask questions on how it could benefit them and their operations. It's an ongoing conversation, and honestly, just try to do my best to bring some different perspectives to you here on AOA as we continue to evolve the sustainability conversation. All right, today's program brought to you by our friends at Cenex. High-quality fuel like Cenex Premium Diesel Fuel can help you manage risk and decrease downtime, giving you peace of mind. Find your nearest Cenex location or go to cenex.com for more information. On the way next, we're going to get an update on Mark Cain's drive across the country from the Canadian border to the Gulf of Mexico on a 1940 restored Farmall M, raising awareness and money for FFA. We'll see what part of the country Mark is in. We'll talk with him next on AOA.
This is McGruff the Crime.
Thinking about adding cover crops? Olson Farms of Mondovi is pleased to announce cover crop planting services this fall. Adding cover crops like winter wheat can improve soil health, build organic matter, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, and increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Receive a $5 per acre credit in crop insurance next year. Olson Farms has cleaned and bin run winter wheat available. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Of the monthly grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for the monthly grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world. To integrate a global ag and energy supply chain. To advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world. To build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call?
If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Deeply indebted to them, and I'm sure they'll be friends and acquaintances for life.
Farm Rescue exists to shine a light on farm families during some of their darkest days. When an unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes, our volunteers and equipment are here to help free of charge. Farm Rescue is currently accepting applications for haying and harvest assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org today.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America, powered by Cenex Premium Diesel Fuel. Trust your local experts at Cenex and maximize your ROI on your operation by using high-quality premium diesel fuel from Cenex. Visit your nearest location or go to cenex.com for more information. Well, a few weeks ago here on the show, we learned about the story of Mark Kane. He is driving a restored 1940 Farmall M tractor, pulling a camper from the Canadian border to the Gulf of Mexico. It's all to raise awareness for FFA alumni and raise funds for FFA as well in central Minnesota and beyond. And it's a really, really cool story. And he joins us now to get us caught up on his travels and more. Mark, thanks for being here. It's good to talk with you again. Where are you today?
I'm at the Sycamore Hollow Campground just across the Nebraska-Kansas border in Kansas.
Wow. So you're making some pretty good time then, because I know you started here just a matter of a little over a week or so ago. You started up at the Canadian border, got a pit stop at home, it looked like. I've been following along on the Facebook page, Mark. And then I know you've been making travels down through Minnesota, Iowa, et cetera. Talk about just your trip so far. Sounds like it's been pretty smooth, minus a little bit of starter trouble, but that got taken care of pretty quickly.
Yeah, I had a starter go out when I was in Webb, Iowa. A local mechanic helped me diagnose it and sent me to Vetter Implement, and they were able to find the right starter and swap it out and didn't even charge me labor for doing it. So that was kind of nice.
Wow. Wow. Well, hey, you know, smooth sailing so far, knock on wood. Hopefully you have smooth sailing for the rest of the trip. Just talk about what you've seen and experienced so far, because you were sharing some stories with me off air before we went live here. And, man, oh man, Mark, it just sounds like the amount of support you are getting from folks along your routes and more and online on social media, et cetera, it's just outstanding, isn't it?
The idea is I was hoping for some of that, but the amount that I've gotten is overwhelming. I've had 3 times people have picked up the bill when I was gassing up. And I think my favorite memory was on day 2. I was north of Thief River Falls. And I noticed an elderly lady in front of me on a mobility scooter. And as I got closer, she starts frantically waving a white dish towel. And I thought, my goodness, she's in trouble. So I stopped the tractor and bailed off over the fender and ran over to her. And I said, are you okay? And she said, oh, my goodness, yes, I've been waiting for you for a half an hour. And it turns out her daughter was on Facebook and following me, and she knew I'd be driving down this road. And her late husband had a Farm OLM, and that was the first tractor she learned to drive on right after they got married. And she shared her first experience driving the M. She was driving the square baler, and her husband was on the wagon stacking. She said, it was going pretty good until I got too close to the pasture and snapped off three fence posts. So we reminisced about farming and kids and grandkids, and she's got a great-grandchild or two. And she pounded on the handlebars of the scooter. She said, that's enough of this talking. Young man, you got a long ways to go. You get back on that tractor and you drive, and I'll be praying for you. And here you go. I baked you some cookies. So she handed me a bread bag with a twisty on it, and I gave her a hug and waved goodbye. About a mile down the road, I thought, you know, it'd be time for a cookie, and I opened it up, and lo and behold, two molasses cookies, just like my late mother used to make, and a crisp $10 bill folded up. So I had tears in my eyes. That was a pretty special memory for this old lady named Margaret giving me cookies and $10 on my way.
That's wow. And I think just goes to show the hospitality of folks in rural America and more. So cool to hear stories like that, Mark. And I know folks are following along on your Facebook page, FFA AgriCruise across the states. You could find a link to Venmo there as well if you'd like to donate. Because, Mark, at the heart of this, I know you're raising awareness and money for FFA alumni and et cetera, et cetera. Talk about the reasoning why you're making this long journey from the Canadian border to the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, the chief reason is an awareness and a fundraiser. And the awareness part is going really well with social media. Has been just great with exposure and yeah, media coverage like you're giving me is very much appreciated. FFA alumni is like a booster club for FFA chapters. And if you look at it, let's say that 50% of the chapters in America are above average and 50% are below. Every chapter that has an alumni is going to end up well above that average criteria. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to boost FFA across the country. And like one small businessman told me, he said, what's good for FFA is good for agriculture. And what's good for agriculture is very good for America.
That's a great way to put that. Great way to put that. Again, the Facebook page is FFA AgriCruise across the states. And the link to Venmo to donate is there as well, and much more. And you can follow that and follow along with Mark's journey. So as we think about this, Mark, you mentioned you're just across the border into Kansas. So looking at the rest of this long journey, assuming weather is going to be good, which it seems like weather has been pretty good for you so far. What's kind of the timeline here? What are you shooting for to try and complete the journey, Mark?
Well, if the weather cooperates, we were looking at a good 20 days of driving, and this is day 7, so I'm pretty close to a third done. So in about 2 weeks or less, I hope to hit the Gulf of Mexico at High Island.
Wow. All right. So make it good time and hoping to make that goal here in just a few short weeks. Mark, really cool what you're doing. Great to get a few minutes of time with you here today. We'll let you get back on the road. But again, folks can follow along on Facebook. We'll share the links and we'll catch up with you as you get closer to the end or get to the end and see how things went and learn more about your journey as you get farther south towards the Gulf of Mexico. Mark, thanks for joining us on the show today. Safe travels. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a great day.
And once again, follow along on Mark's journey on his Facebook page, FFA AgriCruise across the states. Really, really great stuff that he's doing to raise awareness and funds for FFA. We're out of time here on the show, brought to you by Cenex Premium Lubricants. They'll have the right tractor, hydraulic, fluid, greases, and more for you and your equipment. Visit your nearest location or Cenex.com for more. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we'll talk markets with Mike Zuzulo from Global Commodity Analytics. We'll talk with DTN's Todd Neely, and we'll focus on Rail Safety Week. All that and more coming up tomorrow on AOA. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer
hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together, we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us. We work around it and we live around it every day. And we just become desensitized to what's around us.
We go through safety training and, you know, we try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen, but you just never.
You know a service is solid when it gets great word of mouth. That's why I wanted to let you know what people are saying about ZipRecruiter. The CEO of Walls Need Love said, "I posted a job on ZipRecruiter and found my lead graphic designer within just a few days." The takeaway? If you're hiring, ZipRecruiter excels at finding qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Bob. ZipRecruiter.com.